Blog Talk Radio.
It seems hard to see, I guess, for you. And sometimes it's hard for you to see that I'm there with you. Oh, be strong, hold on, and know I'm right there when you are. Oh,
when you cry.
Times I must question your faith. Oh, don't give up, always look up, don't give in. I'm right there in the middle, yeah, yeah. Hey, heartache, I'm right there. Tried to take your hope away. I was there when you didn't know right from wrong. Yeah, I was there when your friends walked out on you. I was there when you didn't know what to do. Yeah, when you searched and found all of your family was gone. When you couldn't see your night from day. Oh.
Can y'all hear me? Oh, because I just had a call that I was off.
Thank you. And I don't know the last thing I was talking about. Did you guys hear the song? Minister Mackey, did you hear the song?
Yes, we did.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. And thank you, Carla, for letting me know. Well, as I was saying, that song was so true because God is in the middle of everything that is happening in our lives all around the world. And at this time, it's time for us to go to the throne of God in prayer. And I'm asking tonight, will someone please lead us to God's throne of grace in prayer tonight? You can press your one button, and I'll open the mic, and you could pray. If anyone would like to lead us to God's throne of grace. Well, Minister Mackey pressed the one button, and Minister Cloud pressed the one button. So if you're trying to tell me that you would, you can't press it, and I could see another prompt. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to open your mic, Minister Mack, and if you want to pray, you can. And if not, I'll go and ask Minister Cloud. Minister Mackey?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Most gracious God, we come, Lord God, just to lift up the name of Jesus. God, as we come to break bread this evening, Lord God, we ask that you would enlighten and open the eyes of our understanding, O God. God, you said wisdom is the principal thing, so get wisdom, but with all thy getting, get an understanding. And God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for understanding. We thank you for clarity, Lord God. We thank you that you're opening up the knowledge of God in our lives, O God. God, we thank you that we can come together and grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ, the anointed one, Lord God. God, we just come reverence to you, Lord God, and I accept the anointing would flow from Minister Diane as she breaks bread on tonight, Lord. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen, and thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Sister Mackey. Minister Mackey. And at this time, I'm going to say the title again because many have called in and the verses, and then we're going to expound on the word of God. The title of the lesson tonight is Remember, nothing that is happening, nothing, absolutely nothing that is happening in the world today is taking God by surprise. Matthew 24, verses 1 through 14. And I'm going to do a little background, a little intro to the lesson tonight. And I say I would be the first to say, in times like these, we need a Savior. You see, we are living in a world of trials, tribulation, adversities, and trouble on every side. You see, but in the midst of our storms, we must remember nothing that is happening is taking God by surprise. This statement is true, but you have to believe it to be able to achieve it. You see, to understand this statement, and you must know who God is, and you may be asking, how can I say that God knows and nothing is taking him by surprise? So I went to the scriptures to prove that it's true. And you see, Psalms 24 said, the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. So I know God is the creator. And everything he created belongs to him. And then you see, to understand even more, I want to tell you about the sovereignty of God. You see, God created everything, and therefore, all things are under his sovereign control. That means that God can do what he wants. when he wants, for who he wants. And then I went to see the attributes of God, and I saw that God is omnipresent. That means God is everywhere at the same time. And that's why this word of God, the scriptures tell us all the time that God will never leave us nor forsake us, because he's everywhere at the same time. God is also omnipotent. You see, that means that God has all power. That means God can do things that are consistent with his character. God is powerful. You know, even though this world is being ruled by the prince of the air, which is Satan, Satan can't go no further than God would allow him. And God proved that in the book of Job. God is also omniscient. That means he knows all things. He has knowledge of everything. You see, and then there's the wisdom of God. God perfectly knows all possibilities. Come on, y'all, this is it. I'm talking about God's wisdom. He knows all possibility and what could happen if they came to pass. You see, God knows the Delta virus before it came to pass. Come on, y'all. God knew the earthquake in Haiti and all of the other things that's going around. But you see what it says, he knows all the possibilities and what could happen if it came to pass. But you see, even with that, if you add this to what you got already and realize that God either have to orchestrate the things that happen or he has to allow it. You know, many people say that, you know, they believe God brought COVID-19 to get the people's attention. The word of God said we can't figure the mind of God. So I wouldn't dare say that God did it. But I can be confident to say that God could have done it. And if he didn't, he did allow it. So we have to trail the truth and shame the devil. You see, God's wisdom is perfect so that he knows which course of action that is best as he work all things out together for our good. See, God knows. God knows what you need. God knows what you want. He even said that I won't let no more temptation that you could bear come upon you and give you a way to escape. God knows. God said he knows the plan that he has for you. The Delta virus can't block it. God is in control. You see, God had a master plan before the foundation of the world. And I said before the foundation of the world. And he had a master plan for his creation at that time before the foundation of the world. And his master plan rides all the way through eternity. Hallelujah. You see, and when God had that master plan, it was like he was impregnated with it. And everything that was in him, his desires and his will, became a reality when he spoke. He spoke all things into existence. And I'm talking about this day, August the 25th, 2021, was in that plan, y'all. You got to understand that. You got to believe it to achieve it. He has a master plan. And he used all of his attributes in his decisions to create everything according to his will. You know, God don't go against his nature. And God doesn't change. So who God is and what God is and what God says and what God does, is you could, it is true. And not only is it true, you could rest assured in it because it's a real deal. You see, God knows what was going to happen. He knows what's going to happen every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every month, every week, and every year. And he knew this before the beginning, and he knows it all the way through eternity. You see, you got to realize that, you know, God's not making stuff up as he goes. And many people have a problem with this because they think that's called predestination. And they say if God already chose who he's going to save, then why worry about trying to be good or whatever? But God knew who was going to choose his son. He knew who would.